Welcome to an enlightening podcast from IslamPodcasts.com. We encourage our listeners to please comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please remind your family and friends to also visit IslamPodcasts.com for engaging discussions on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran, tafsir, seerah, and much more. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com as well as rate, review of iTunes.
We'll move on, inshallah. We'll play a poem after the next speech, inshallah. A very beautiful poem. Dr. Lu'ay mentioned the situation, the case of Zainab, the young Zainab who was killed. And there's a wonderful poem that we have and we've translated it. We'll play it, inshallah. But before that, I will call upon Dr. Taymer Kahir from the Syrian Association of Australia to come and speak to us for a few brief minutes, inshallah.
Takbir! Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar!
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
Brothers, please then. Brothers, please don't go down there, inshallah. Please stay. Brothers, please stay here, inshallah. We don't want to... We've got marshals and everyone to look after the situation, so please everyone stay in the middle and listen to the speeches.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers and sisters, dear friends, thank you for coming. Let me just explain a few things that the Sheikh who said in Arabic that I wanted to say English as well. The murderous regime in Syria has no limits in its killing. One of its greatest murders is a baby of 7 months been slaughtered, head chopped off, decapitated, and framed in front of her breastfeeding mother just because she did not tell him whereabouts the runaway soldier was. The head of that child was hanged on a wall or the door in front of the mother. The regime must go, and it doesn't go without your support. Brothers and sisters, friends, we need your support everywhere. May Allah Ta'ala grant the victory to the Free Syrian Army. They are the people working for Syria. May Allah Ta'ala help the Syrian sister, the Syrian sisters and brothers and the Syrian people. I am from Homs, and I know Homs very well. I know the people of Homs very well. They are very soft people. They don't kill. They don't like any type of aggression. The only thing they have is their hands and voice and raising their hands up and praying for Allah to take that aggression away from them. Homs has several doors. In Arabic, it's bab, a door. And one of these doors has been liberated today. I just had a phone call. Bab Isbah. None of the army is there anymore. It's all free Syrian armies there, taking a full control.
Allah hayy al-jaysh al-har.
Allah hayy al-jaysh
al-har. Wal-jaysh al-har ansarullah.
Allah
hayy al-jaysh al-har.
Allah hayy al-jaysh al-har.
Bab Isbah. The word means lions. Isbah means lions. It's the door of lions that's been liberated first. In Homs, declared free from the Syrian army. May Allah Ta'ala grant them the victory. And we hope that this spreads all over Syria to get rid of this regime as soon as possible. I don't want to take long. I thank you very much for coming. Brothers and sisters, dear friends, there will be a march or a speech in the city on the 5th of next month. Be there, please. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe. Share and tell a friend about IslamPodcast.com.